So let's do a quick recap, and we'll make something up in real time. So Tim, what kind of book do we want to make up a description for today? Self-help, motivation, what are you thinking?
I'm thinking people that don't achieve their goals.
Nice.
So they sell themselves these dreams about all the things they would like to do, like online courses, and then they just don't do it.
Right. Okay. So that's step number one. We're going to do this in real time. So the world can be busy and pull you away from your biggest dreams. Is there a way to achieve your goals in this world? Crazy distraction, right? So here's what I'm doing. I'm hitting this right off the bat. I'm going, hey, I feel you. Here's the pain point. And I'm even pulling out Brian's trick of asking a question. I'm going, man, is it even possible? Is it even possible to make the dream happen? And I might even trade that word down, right? So always in copywriting, I'm thinking fewer and fewer words. So I'm going, okay, what is it? Is it possible? Right? Nice. So it's a start, but that's how I would do that. I would rub the pain point, and then I would ask a question to get them wondering. There's something about that question mark that really lights our brains on fire as far as paying attention. So now we're showing how the book can help. Okay? Let's see, Tim. What are you? Why do you think people don't achieve their goals? Like, what might be going on there?
They don't achieve their goals because they're, one, not written down,
okay,
and two, they don't have any accountability.
Nice.
So they're basically just fighting a war against themselves every day.
Nice. Okay. So I like that last line, Tim, so I'm going to stick with that. So let's see. Is it possible to achieve big goals in the world of crazy distraction? What if there were a way to stop being your own worst enemy, and let's see, jump on the jet ski to success. Now this is going to be a very macho kind of book. Like, that's the angle we're going on right now. It's going to be jump on the jet ski to success. Excellent. So this book, and we'll call it the jet ski law. Amazing. Obviously it's going to be a bestseller. I can already tell. We'll show you how to stop falling for distractions and start and reclaim your life. Right? So here we are. We've rubbed that pain point. We're showing how our book can help. The jet ski law. I like it, Tim. Might steal it for my next one. The jet ski law. All right. So we've shown how the book can help. Now we're going to get into, again, very specific details. Here's where I'm going to pull out those things that Tim was talking about. So, and I won't just say, again, we're copywriting here. So I'm not just going to come out and say, okay, write down stuff. Right. So I'm going to think, okay, how can I present this in a more compelling way? I might go into my more clickbaity bag, my very enticing words, and I might say, okay, here's what, and I'm going to set it up, right? So I'll go within these pages, you'll discover one morning hack. Let's call it a morning ritual. The one morning ritual to keeping your goals focus. And I'm going to say, here we go, page 32, right? I'm making this up for now, but if you're using the book, if you've written your book, and if you have your template there, you can just pick that page out of the ebook and throw it on there. It's amazing what it does for concrete. And if you're not finished with the book, fine. Right? Great. No problem with that. It's still concrete. It's still a very visible and meaningful takeaway from the book. and it's showing you that, hey, it's in section one. And then we're going to go to, let's see, how world's best performers collect a, and we're going to call it mastermind group to, for, let's see, I don't know. I don't like that word accountable, so I'm going to say to hold them to the highest standards. And I don't love this because it is a little bland, but what I'd probably do here is replace their replace this with like a maybe a jet ski specific term. I don't know what you call a collection of jet skiers. Collect a horde of jet skiers. Yep, to hold them. Yeah, you know, jet ski, whatever. I'm getting a little too far in the weeds. But that's what you do, right? You pull out a specific benefit from the book. And then you head down here. In with the words, get it now. Watch this. You're going to like this, Tim. Stop living life on the shore and start living your jet ski life. Get it now. Or get the book now. Yeah, get it now. Here we go. With what I call this, the jet ski law. Great. Phenomenal. And it could be that simple. Now, actually, I have a benefit in writing this description because I have no idea what's in the book. So if I'm going to leave you with a final tip here, whenever you go to write your description, set the book aside, leave it for a couple of days, and then try to write the description off the top of your head. Use this formula, pretend you have no idea what's in the contents of the book, and the further away you can get from it, the better, because you can describe it from the high level. You're like, here's what this book is trying to do. Here's the problem it solves. Here's how it can help you. Here are the specific takeaways. Get it now. Tim, why don't you wrap us up here? Any big takeaways on the description? Has this alleviated your fears? Are you going to be able to knock out the jet ski law now, or what are you thinking?
Really good, Todd. So I think what I learned as I watched you do the process is that you just wanted to get it out onto the screen as quick as possible. Yeah. And what I liked is that you were editing in real time.
Mm.
So what was in your mind was, how do I make this more exciting and more interesting? So you would get it out. The first sentence would be bland and boring. Yep. And then you would kind of quickly edit and go like, how do I put some nice power words in there? How do I make it more enticing?
Yep.
And because you knew the format of how to write the description, you knew where to start and where to end.
Yep.
So where I got lost is I'm like, but I don't know what the format is. So I can write dot points, but like, how do I finish this? How do I start it? And I didn't really get it.
Yep.
But now it's just reading to me like basically a blog post, but really, really condensed,
yep.
Highlighting why I should buy this book. So I found it really helpful.